Now I want you to think Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, your wedding anniversary, birthday celebrations. Think about all the days of the year you celebrate with flowers. Now add to that list September 7th. My next guest will be quite busy on September 7th, producing the fun-filled activities at the first annual Phoenix Flower Festival. If you have questions, feel free to send them by email at jx@jeffnet.org. My guests are Brandy Walter of the Phoenix Grange. Welcome, Brandy.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And Kalina Reeves, representing the Swing Society of Southern Oregon.
Thanks.
So I'm a big fan of alliteration, this Phoenix Flower Festival. Whose big idea was it to launch it?
We've been thinking of ways that we can engage the community. So the Phoenix Grange is one of the oldest buildings in downtown Phoenix, and we are also a fraternal organization that works on community building, specifically centered around farmers and agriculture. And since the pandemic and the fires, it's been very challenging to have community building spaces, and we feel like this is a good time to start meeting up with each other and breaking bread, laughing, dancing, and living.
Well, it sounds like a transition from we've recovered from this fire, now we want to move forward. And take me back to the idea phase. Brandy, how did this all get started?
So one of the things that we are trying to do is fill needs that we see lacking in the community. So one of the things we tried this year was a farmer's market. It was not necessarily going to work out this year, so we're going to do that next year. But I had noticed that there were people who were wanting to do something. And so we're like, okay, what about if we connected with the downtown businesses, because there's a new foodery that's very, very popular that came in across the street from our building. So we reached out. Especially our co-host is Melody Picard from the Oregon Cheese Cave, and just rallied up businesses, community partners, vendors to try and get people downtown to see how things are growing and building and how they can enjoy themselves.
Well, tell me about the planning process. Obviously, this was huge. You're involving the entire city. Was the city involved, the city council, the chamber? Tell me about the planning process.
Honestly, the planning has just been, I'm trying to host this thing. Will you come? And people have been excited for it and ready to go. Not so much the city. I have reached out to the city to make sure to see if we could use some of their parking spaces or some of their signage. In which case they said, no, thank you. So they haven't been super involved in that aspect. Mostly it's been our small businesses in the heart of downtown. Mm-hmm. So Oregon Bee City, Bee City USA, I should say, the Pollinator Projects, the Oregon Cheese Cave, the Foodery, of course, the Grange. We have a representative from the Phoenix Library. We have the Fuel Commission. We have an artist that's going to help us with a display with just some photos of remembrance from the fire, because we have an art display on the side of our building from the fire. It costs money to maintain it on the side of the building, and we're a nonprofit, so that's one of our goals, is to raise money for that.
Will the Flower Festival be free?
Oh, yeah, most of it, yes. If you want to buy from the vendors, then obviously they're going to sell their wares. But most of the events are free. We do have recommended donations for our musical events in the evening. So we have Spiral Kings, you know, from 2:30 to 4:30, and then we have our big event from 6 to 9.
So let's talk about the big event. Kalina, what's your role in the festival?
So I represent Swing Society of Southern Oregon. We are trying to rebuild a thriving Lindy Hop scene in the Rogue Valley. The Phoenix Grange has excellent dance floors, and we eyeballed that facility to potentially hold our regular monthly dances. Met Brandy. She let us know about this idea for the Flower Festival, and we jumped on the opportunity to share in the celebration and bring the joys of Lindy Hop to the community of Phoenix.
So Tell me about Lindy Hop and what other types of swing there are, and tell me how this society got started.
Yeah, so Lindy Hop as a dance style came out of the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, New York City in the 1920s. It's a blend of African-American dance styles and more structured European jazz dancing. It was sort of an escape from the, we'll say, woes of the outer world at that time in a lot of different ways. And it continues to this day as a way for people to get together, have fun. It's a partner dance, so... of course, there's that social aspect to it. The whole structure of Lindy Hop is you go to a room filled with a bunch of strangers and you dance with all of them. And so you can, once you know the basic step, you can dance with almost anybody. So our goal on the night of the festival is to just teach a basic, very basic swing lesson. And then we'll have live music by the Bathtub Gin Serenaders, who are going to let us dance the night away from 7 to 9. There are recommended donations, of course, to help the Phoenix Grange keep their art on the walls. We do have a small price for the cost of the band, just to help us cover that base. So it's $5 for students, $10 for Grange members, and $15 for general community members.
And that's during the evening?
Yep. So the lesson will be from 6 to 7, and the dance itself is from 7 to 9 o'clock.
So you'll have dance lessons. How do you teach an old guy like me to shake a leg without breaking a leg?
Yeah, so Lindy Hop is fun in that if you look up on YouTube like a Lindy Hop video, you might see people throwing each other over their shoulders and they're basically running across. Yeah, when you get home, look up... the word is escaping me right now, but if you look up Lindy Hop, you'll find some classic videos. But to answer your question, our goal is to bring in everybody of every age and ability level so that they can learn from the ground up, pun intended. So Lindy Hop can be crazy, but it can also be really cool and sophisticated. You know, once you get that pulse down, you could be barely moving your feet, but still look like one of the cool cats. So
I can look cool.
Oh, yeah. Cooler than you already do.
I'm talking with Brandy Walter of the Phoenix Grange and Kalina Reeves of the Swing Society of Southern Oregon about the upcoming Phoenix Flower Festival on September 7th in downtown Phoenix. So, Brandy, this festival will start when and end when?
So we are having the festival from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. One of the traditions in Phoenix in the past years that has been embodied by Carolina Marshall has been to line the town with flowers. So we will be out there bright and early lining the town with flowers, and then the businesses will open around 9. We'll have the library in our building from 9 to 11 doing a really cool remembrance, as well as our art display will be there. And you can come and look at it, ask us questions. From 11 to 2 will be vendors, and we'll have, you know, free things for the kids. There's going to be a princess party. There's, of course, cheese. There's all sorts of goodies. It's very family-friendly, very fun. And then from there, our musicians will set up, and you can dance the night away, bounce between us, the foodery, everywhere you're going. Get some delicious food, have some fun.
So it's a flower festival. Tell me more about the flowers.
Oh, the flowers will be lining the town, and then we're all decorating with flowers. So sunflowers. Oh, sunflowers.
They're all sunflowers?
Mostly sunflowers. We are not adverse to dahlias or other flowers. There's only so many sunflowers that you can come up with on this scale. But yes, there are sunflowers, and it comes from right after the fire. Urban Uprise Farms wanted to brighten up what was a very bleak and dreary landscape, and they put buckets of sunflowers all down the fire ravaged streets. So you'd have beautiful, bright sunflowers in an otherwise very devastating scene. And so that has been a tradition, and we are kind of building off of that tradition.
And so how many people are you expecting?
I would say hundreds of people. I hope that we'll have a good
turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly, I mean, Phoenix, you're right next door to Talent, so the whole town of Phoenix will show up, mm-hmm. the whole town of Talent, and of course, Ashland supports everything, so Ashland will be there, and then you're right there next to Medford.
Yes.
So you should get a pretty good turnout. What about pets? Can people bring their pets, and will there be places for their pets, water stations, things of that nature?
That is an excellent idea. As far as I know, people are always walking around downtown Phoenix with their pets, but I will make sure that we have a watering bowl outside of the Grange.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, Kalina, you're going to teach swing dancing. Can you teach it to kids?
Absolutely. In fact, kids are fast learners, as most people are aware, and dancing is the perfect way to get them a little bit more familiar with their body because it's a very intuitive thing, dancing. Certain kids of a certain age actually can't hold back. They have to dance. There's some genetic or predisposition, that's a weird way to put it, but to dancing,
excellent.
Believe it or not.
Well, we're running out of time, but we all need to be at the Phoenix Flower Festival on September 7th to dance the night away. That's all the time we have for this segment. I want to thank Brandy and Kalina. Appreciate you joining the exchange. Well, that's it for today's JX segments. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more, or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike Green.